每次夏令会我们都说主快来了。
Every summer conference we always talk about that Jesus is coming back soon.
今年真是不同。
And I have to say this year is even more so.
今年全世界基督徒都知道主要快来了。
And many Christians in the world know that Jesus is coming home soon.
不信主的人也知道这个世界下不去了。
And even non-believers know the world has come to an end.
这个两年世界会面对严重的局面。
The coming 2 years will face something very challenging.
缺少油。
We're lack of oil,
缺少粮
and the food,
现在的人活不下去了
and we don't know how to go on.
美国是比较最好的地方
and this country is actually in a better situation.
我们要面对高物价的时代了
we're in, facing inflation.
这个世界活不下去了
it's like hard to go on anymore.
主耶稣真的快来了
because Jesus indeed is
信不信主耶稣快来了
do you believe that he's coming back soon?
嗯觉不觉得主来的日子近了
Do you feel that the day of his return is near?
我们要宝贵这次的夏令会
Therefore we need to cherish this summer conference
我们都要预备自己
Prepare ourselves
迎接主来
To receive his second coming
见主不是一件容易的事
It's not an easy task to face his face
我们一面来说见主是很容易的事
On one hand it seems to be very easy
一面来说不容易
But on the other hand,
我们都要准备自己
We need to prepare ourselves.
好今天我们讲的信息是主最后的话
And the theme of this conference is our last message of Jesus
最后的话最重要的话
It's also the most important message
主耶稣最后讲完这段话要钉十字架了
Because this is the message he gave to us right before his crucifixion
从十三章的末了一直到讲完到十六章
It's from the 13th chapter all the way to 16
最后十七章一个伟大的祷告
and it ended in 17 with a great
把整个教会放在主的手中放在神的手中
trusted the entire church in the hand of the Father God
这一段话太重要了
this message here is very very important
一个人最后讲的话最重要的话对不对
the last words from a man usually is the most important thing
这是主所讲过最长的一段话
and this is also the longest message that Jesus has delivered
主好像有说不完的话
You felt that he had so much to say.
最后到十六章，他还是没有说完他的话。
But he didn't really finish even when it comes to speaking.
所以他有个最大的祷告。
Therefore, he ended with a prayer.
我们称这一段圣经是最神圣的话。
Therefore, the passage here is really a holy passage.
这是对他家中的人讲的。
These are the words he spoke to his beloved.
不仅当初那个些门徒们。
Not just the disciples.
对整个神的家来讲。
As for us, the God, household God.
我们今天神的家都要来承受耶稣基督最后的祝福。
Therefore, the household God shall receive the last blessing He had for us.
主在这几章圣经讲到心中的秘密。
And in this passage, He shared with us the secret in His heart.
讲给他最亲近的人听的。
It's for His dearest and most beloved.
所以这段话多宝贵啊！
So this is very precious word.
我自己战惊恐惧。
And I tremble before the Lord when reading this.
没有人能够解释主耶稣讲的话。
Because no one dares to say I can interpret what Jesus said.
但主自己讲话。
And I pray the Lord will speak to us Himself.
对每一个弟兄姊妹来讲话。
Speak to each one of us here.
我们都能够听见主的话回去。
May we all hear words from the Lord Himself.
更重要，要遇见主回去。
Most importantly, we need to face the encounter.
十四、十五、十六，三章圣经。
Chapter 14, 15, and 16.
主一直介绍圣灵。
The Lord continually spoke about the Holy Spirit.
圣灵已经来了。
He talked about the Holy Spirit has come.
今天主讲完这段话已经两千多年了。
And after His message, 2,000 years have passed.
圣灵降临两千多年了。
Holy Spirit has come for over 2,000 years.
我们要经历它。
We need to experience Him.
要证明圣灵降临了。
We have to be able to testify that Holy Spirit has come.
今天每一个人都要经历的圣灵回去。
Therefore, each one of us has to experience the Holy Spirit before we return.
都要准备自己的心。
Prepare our hearts for this.
好，我们先读十四章。
Let's read from chapter 14.
对不起，读十三章。
Actually, let's read from the end of chapter 13.
三十一节
，verses 31
到三十二节
，and 32，
我们一起来读。他既出去，耶稣就说：“如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀，神要用自己荣耀人子。” 并且要快快荣耀他。十四章一到四节。
Let's go to chapter 14, verses 1 to 4.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神，也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就已经告诉你们了。我去远是为你们预备地方去，我若去预备了地方，就必再来到我那里去，叫我们也在哪里。我往哪里去你们知道，那条路你们也知道。好，六节到九节。耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，若不接着我，没有人能到父那里去。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父，从今以后也已经看见他。好，我们再读第十一节到十六十五节。
Verses 11 to 15。
我在父里，父在我里面，既或不信，一当因我所做的事信我。我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。十六节到二十节。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵。人所不能接受的，孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live.
Yeah.
On that day, you will realize I'm in my Father, and you are in me, and I'm in you.
二十一节到二十三节。
Verses 21 to 23。
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。好，二十一节，对不起，二十三节还没读完，对，我们往下读。犹大是加略人的犹大，问耶稣说：“主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？”
Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love me, and we will come to him and make our home with him."
好，好，我们读到这里。二十七节。
Verses 27.
就给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。好，三十节到三十一节。
30 and 31。
以后我不再和你们多说话，因为这世界的王将到，他在我里面是毫无所有。但要世人知道父爱我，也父吩咐我，我就怎样行。起来，我们走吧。十三章末了，一直到十四章、十五章、十六章。
From the end of 13 till 14, 15, and 16.
我们刚才说过，这是最后的话。
These are Jesus' last message.
最后对教会的祝福。
And the blessing he has for his church.
这是教会一个极大的产业。
And this is a great inheritance for us church.
主要升天了。
The Lord was about to ascend.
主啊，最重要的话告诉教会。
So he had the most important message for his church.
在十三章末了的时候，
In chapter 13, towards the end,
主说，如今人子得了荣耀。
He said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified."
而神也将在人子身上得着荣耀。
And God is glorified in him.
而下面就说，神将要自己荣耀人子。
He then said, if God is glorified in him,
并要快快地荣耀他。
God will glorify the Son himself and will glorify him at once.
仔细读这两句圣经。
If you read these two verses carefully,
这里说到两个不同的荣耀。
You see two different kinds of glory here.
一个是已经要有的荣耀。
One is the glory that has occurred.
一个是将要来的荣耀。
The other one is glory that's to come.
人子已经荣耀人子日神。
Now,The Son of Man has glorified God.
神也要从人子身上得着荣耀。
And God will receive glory from His Son.
这就指着十字架荣耀人子。
And that talks about how the cross will glorify the Son of God.
下面说的荣耀是快要来的，还没有来。
And then next verse talks about the glory that was to come.
父要因自己荣耀人子。
The Father God will glorify the Son.
并且要快快地荣耀他。
And He will glorify Him at once.
这就说到复活升天荣耀主耶稣。
It talks about How Jesus Christ will be glorified through ascension.
从这里开始就说升天的境界了。
And that is a heavenly realm.
下面的信息都在升天境界讲的。
And the message follows this verse are talking about a heavenly realm.
非常宝贵的三章圣经。
Therefore, the following three chapters are very precious.
主耶稣在升天境界说到他的信息。
And in the realm of ascension, Jesus talked about.
四章是非常宝贵一章圣经。说到六个启示
There are six revelations
我们先把这个六个启示先讲了哈
I can summarize real quick for you
第一居所的启示
The first revelation is about his abode
第二
And second one
说到我就是道路真理生命
The revelation talks about that he is the way, life and the truth
而第三说到神性的奥秘
And the third revelation is concerningThe mystery of God's nature.
我就是父。
I am the Father.
第四，你们要做比这更大的事。
The fourth revelation is that we shall do greater things than these.
第五，说到圣灵的本身。
And the fifth one is the Holy Spirit itself.
主耶稣介绍圣灵。
Jesus introduced Holy Spirit to the
Christ. 第六，说到神圣平安。
And the sixth revelation talks about that holy peace.
这张圣经太宝贵了
And it's such a precious
大家记得这六件事了没有
Do you remember the six revelations?
第一说到居所
First talk about the abode
居所的启示
That's a revelation about an abode
第二说到我就是
And the second revelation speaks of that God is that I am that I am
我就是道路真理生命
That I am the way, the truth and the life
第三说到神性的奥秘
And the third revelation speaks of the mysteryOf the nature of
我就是父。
I am the Father.
第四，你们要做比我更大的事。
The fourth revelation talks about that we shall do greater things than these.
第五，说到圣灵的启示。
And number five, the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
第六，主说到神圣平安。
Number six, the sacred peace.
大家记得没有？
Are we able to remember all these things?
先说到居所的启示。
Sure.The revelation of the abode.
我去为你们预备，中文翻译很不好，预备住地方，地方应该翻作居所。
And Chinese translation is not as close as the original context.
应该翻作居所。
It talks about exact places where I should be abode.
我去为预备居所。
I go and prepare a place.
这是何等奇妙的一个居所。
And what a wonderful abode that.
这是神跟人双向的居住。
Because that is a mutual dwelling place.
我们住在主的里面
We live in God
主也住在我们的里面
The Lord lives in us
主升天为了预备这个居所
The Lord ascended into heaven to prepare such a place
下面的三章圣经都连串关键的一起的
And the following scripture just explain the miracle
圣灵要降临了
How the Holy Spirit will come
圣灵降临就是预备这个居所来的
The Holy Spirit descends so that he can prepare a place
今天我们都成了主的居所
You and I have now become an abode of the Lord
主住在我们的里面
The Lord dwells inside of us
但是我们这个居所何等不像样啊
Yeah, we are such a lousy dwelling place for the Lord
实在不配主来居住
We are not worthy of his presence
灵魂身体都败坏
Our spirit, body and soul are also corrupted
在这个大的恩典四十主是住在我们里面对不对
This is such a great grace that he indeed dwells inside
主用了最大句话叫预备
Therefore, he said, I go and prepare for you.
预备居所。
He went and prepared a place.
我们神的儿女都可以做见证。
You and I can testify.
我们一生一世主都在预备我们。
That all the days of my life, the
主住在我们里面。
He lives in me.
主预备我们更适合主来居住。
He continually prepared us to be a fitter place for him.
改变我们整个的魂。
He's changing our soul life.
这是十架最大的工作。
That is the greatest work of the cross.
要预备居所。
Is to prepare a place.
二千年来主都在预备一个教会。
For over 2,000 years, the Lord is preparing his church.
只等到主耶稣回来了。教会预备好了
the church will be well adorned
到了新约圣经的末了
and when you come to the end of the New Testament
新耶路撒冷从天而降
the New Jerusalem descended from heaven
说预备好了
it's already and well adorned
新耶路撒冷像新妇
it's like a new bride
把新妇已经预备好了
and that bride is well adorned
预备迎接新郎
to receive his room
今天主正在预备的工作
and right now is the time of God's preparation
这是第一个启示
this is the very first revelation
主要预备他的居所
the Lord is preparing a place for himself to
我们已经是主的居所
you and I are his dwelling place
在我们日常生活里面主都在预备我们
and in our daily life the Lord is preparing
在我们所有的时间里面主都在预备我们
in our days and time the Lord is preparing
我们人生的价值就在这句话。
And the value of our life lies here.
要等到整个教会都预备好了。
And wait until the entire church is ready.
这个日子已经很近很近了。
You know that day is very close.
主要回来了。
The Lord is coming back.
主回来，教会预备好了。
When he returns, that means the church is ready.
你不要看你跟我不像样啊。
Don't look at each other as weird like that.
二千零八年教会一直在被主预备。
For over 2,000 years, the church has been in this process of preparation.
教会历史是了不起的事。
And the history of church is significant.
教会走到今天了。
The church has gone so far to today.
新郎要回来了。
The bride is coming back soon.
新妇预备好了。
And the groom is coming back soon, and the bride is ready.
主第一个启示何等伟大。
What a great revelation, this first revelation, yes.
主升天就为了这件事。
The Lord ascending to heaven for this very purpose.
我去就为你们预备居所。
So I go and prepare a place for you.
预备好了。
And when it's ready,
请你们到我这里。
I will come and to take you.
原文说请你们到我里面。
And in the original context, I will come and take you into me.
主的话真是奥秘。
This is such a mystery.
我们都被接到主的里面了。
We will be received into the Lord himself.
我们住在主里面。
We abide in the Lord.
主也住在我们的里面。
And the Lord abides in us.
这叫双向的居住。
And this is a mutual dwelling relationship.
主也是个大的宣告。
And this is a great announcement by the Lord.
下面主说我我那条路你们知道。
And he said, also you know the way to.
我往哪里去你们知道。
And you know where I'm going.
那条路你们也知道。
And you also know the way to the place I'm going.
这多麻烦问题了。
So Thomas asked questions.
他说我们不知道你往哪里去。
So Lord, we don't even know where you're going.
怎么知道那条路呢
？So how can we know the way?
这就主耶稣第二句大的启示了。
And Jesus replied, bringing the second great revelation.
我就是。道路真理生命
Jesus answered I am the way the truth and the life
主耶稣说这句话我就是
He said I am
主耶稣的大名
That's the name of the Lord
约翰福音最喜欢用这句话叫我就是
And in the book of John you see this phrase appear so many times I am
这句话当初的神启示给摩西的
And this is the name that God revealed to Moses in the Old Testament
神给一个人说没有办法完成的托付给摩西
Because he gave Moses such a challenging task
带领几百万以色列人去旷野
He supposedly millions of Israelites into the wilderness
摩西怎么能担到这个使命啊
And how could Moses handle a task like that
摩西是个面对面认识神的人
Moses was a man who had known God face to face
他问了大的问题
Therefore he had this question
他问神说你的名字叫什么
So he said what is your name
神回答摩西一句话
And God replied,
我的名字叫做我就是
I am that I am
这句话摩西听不懂
And Moses was so confused at his answer
这好像这句话没有完成的话
It's like it's an unfinished sentence
不像一个句子
It's not even a complete sentence
我就是
I am
那你是什么呢
So what are you?
弟兄姊妹们我在圣何塞讲过这个道。
I shared this message before in San Jose.
我们现在的美国人最懂得这句话了。
And Americans know about this much.
我们美国人常常开支票，对不对？
For example, we write checks, don't we?
现在开支票不大开，用 credit card 了，不太好。
Well, actually, we don't write as much checks as before.
我来美国的时候一直付支票的
and,
，credit card 没有了。
And when I first come to this country, I use checkbooks a lot.
我们开支票。
When we write a check,
一百。
You go 100.
一两个零。
And then you put one and two zeros.
这样开支票不行啊。
That's not good enough.
下面是一个 only.
You have to say only.
有的人写的 exact.
Or exactly.
你不可以多拿一分钱的哈。
So that people cannot put extra digits behind.
小不小气啊？
Are we too stringent?
现在耶稣基督给他支票。
But now Jesus has given us a check.
这个一下面 open.
He wrote one and the space behind his
name. 你要多少钱啊？
Well, however, how much will want?
你敢不敢开那么张支票啊？
Do you dare to write more digits after one?
你要开多少你自己填。
Basically, you're saying just fill the blank.
你要什么你自己填。
Whatever number you need, just put in there.
我需要医治。
I need healing.
我就是医治。
Jesus said, I am healing.
我需要能力。
I need power.
我就是能力。
Jesus said, I am power.
我需要智慧。
I need wisdom.
我就是智慧。
I am.
这是耶稣基督的大名。
And that is the name of Jesus.
这个名字好吧？
Isn't this a great name?
下面主又重复讲。
And the Lord repeated it.
我就是，那我就是了。
I am that I am.
你们有收入，有没有这张支票？
Do you have a check like that in your hand?
有。
Yes.
有没有用过这张支票？
Have you used your check?
不讲了，用过啊。
Yes.
感谢主，用过这张支票。
Praise the Lord, you have used it.
有个弟兄说：“史蒂文，你是不是习惯太喜欢讲医病了？”
And some people say you like to talk about healing a lot.
我不是喜欢讲医病了。
It's not that I like to talk about.
所以我自己经过医病的事。
But I've gone through healing.
瞎子看见，聋子听见，瘸子行走，瘫痪起来。
And I've seen leper. I have seen blind man can see, and the deaf can hear, and the lame can walk.
有时候在台湾。
And one time in Taiwan.
一个童工带着他的一个亲戚来。
And this co-worker brought his own relative.
我给他传福音啊。
I shared the good news.
我就让他瞎子看见，聋子听见，瘸子行走，瘫痪起来。
I told him that you know how the blind can see, the deaf can hear, and the lame can walk.
他说你哪里听来这种奇奇怪怪的事啊？
And that gospel friend questions where did you get all these ideas?
这个童工说他不是听来的，他自己遇见的呀。
And the co-worker says, no, brother, you do not make up those things. He experienced himself.
他看着我的脸，信不过来。
And the gospel friend could not believe.
我说好好，等到你有病了你就信了。
I said, well, you will believe once you get sick.
主是医治。
Because the Lord is healing.
在有疫病经历的人呢、啊。
And for those who have gone through healing,
瞎子看见是最难的。
And you know it's the hardest thing for a blind.
聋子听见比较容易。
It's easier for the deaf to hear than for a blind.
我遇见好几个聋子听见。
And I have experienced many times how deaf can hear.
瘸腿的行走。
How the lame can walk.
瘫痪的起来。
How the paralyzed man can rise up. 这
福音书一模一样的。
And just like what the Bible describes.
主耶稣不是过去的耶稣。
Not Jesus in the past.
We believe in the Jesus
in the present. And the Jesus we believe is Jesus in the current tense.
在圣灵里的耶稣。
And he's the Jesus in the Holy Spirit.
从前怎样，现在一样。
How he was before, he's the same today.
我只遇过一个人的瞎子看见的。
And I only encountered once, for a blind man to see.
瞎了好多年的瞎子。
And he was a blind man for years.
眼睛开启了。
And one day his eyes were just.
我不要受引诱去讲医病的事。
And I'm not here to talk about healing miracles.
主耶稣在十四章不讲医病。
And Jesus did not even talk about in chapter 4.
我就是。
But he said, I am that I am.
我就是的，我就是的。
I am that I am.
你需要什么？
What do you need?
每个人没有需要，对吧？
Everybody has needs.
你需要什么？
What is yours?
主就是。
And then Jesus is that.
主是一切。
Jesus is all.
我们用主耶稣这句话。
And use what he said here.
一生享用不尽啊。
If we really apply what he said here, we can enjoy many
times.
因为
特别说到我就是。
John 14 specifically talk about that he is that I am.
第三章说主是生命。
And next chapter talk about that he is life.
第四章说主是活水。
And chapter 4 talk about that he's the living water.
第五章说主是能力。
And chapter 5 that he is the power.
第六章主是天上来的粮。
And chapter 6He is the bread from heaven.
到了十一章，我是复活。
And chapter 11, I am resurrection.
到了十四章，我是道路、真理、生命。
And comes to chapter 14, then I am the way and the truth and the life.
耶稣基督的大名啊！
And this is the great name of Jesus Christ.
我是道路。
I am the way.
主讲这个话的时候啊
，When Jesus said this.
门徒们真是无路可走的时候啊！
And that was the most difficult time for his disciples.
犹太人到处用石头打他们。
Because Jews were trying to stone them to death.
由罗马的兵丁要把他要捉拿他们。
And the Roman soldiers were trying to arrest them.
他们真是无路可走了。
They really were was.
而主告诉主告诉他们主要走了。
And now Jesus said, "Oh, I'm leaving too."
主要走了，不再回来了。
And I will not come back.
门徒们愁死了。
Disciples were so worried.
主说你们心里不要忧愁。
But the Lord says, "Do not let your heart be troubled."
怎么不愁
？How can they not be troubled?
我在他们那个时候比他们还要愁得厉害。
If I were them, I would definitely even more troubled.
主耶稣要走了。
Because Jesus said he's leaving.
他们怎么办
？So what I'm going to do?
这里我就是道路。
But Jesus says, "I am the way."
我们只有一条路是耶稣。
We only have one way, that's Jesus.
好了，这个路。最难走的路
and this is the most difficult way.
是我们到父那里去
but this is the way to go to the Father.
我们怎么遇见神呢
how do we encounter God?
我们怎么得到天上的父亲
how do we meet this heavenly Father?
我就是道路
Jesus says, I am the way.
只有经得我才能认识父
no one can know Father but through me.
你们知不知道回教徒
do you know from Muslims?
他们信的神也是独一无二的真神。
They also believe in their God was the one and only God.
问题没有子，连父也没有了。
But if without a son, there's no father.
不及的子，没有人可以认识神。
Without a son, nobody can know the father.
所以他们讲的是理论的神。
So their God was a God in theory.
永远在天上的神。
The God always stays in heaven.
我们不同。
But we have a different situation.
借着子。
Because through the Son,
神是我们的父。
We know we have a Father.
你知道这个宝贵吗？
Isn't this wonderful?
神是我们的父。
God is our Father.
我就是道路。
And Jesus says, "I am the way to the Father."
我们能借着耶稣基督遇见父神。
Therefore, we can meet with our Father God through Jesus.
主耶稣是我们一切的道路。
And Jesus is the way for our.Future.
我自己活到这个年龄了
I have lived so long now,
好多次的环境就无路可走
and I feel there was no way out.
到了末了就看见一条路
But towards the end, I will see a way out.
主是我的道路
Because the Lord himself is my way.
现在没有件事可以难住我们
Therefore, there is nothing too difficult for us.
没有环境能困住我们
No circumstances is too difficult to deal with.
这是通天的路
Because we have a way out of
heaven. 这个是能够经过一切的艰难出去的路
and this is the way that goes through difficulties and trials.
我就是道路
Jesus says, I am the way.
我就是真理
I am the truth.
真理可以翻作实际
and the truth can also be translated as reality.
我就是实际
I am the reality.
门徒们看见过道成肉身的耶稣
and disciples, behold, Jesus was in the flesh.
看见过主显出神的荣耀
and they saw how Jesus demonstrate God's glory.
看见主显出浩大能力
they saw how he performed great power.
但是和他们没有关系
but whatever Jesus did had nothing to do with them.
都在他们外面
it's all something outward.
他们跟随这位奇妙的耶稣
they followed this marvelous Jesus on earth.
三年半下来
for three and a half years.
他们一无所得
but they did nothing.
主和他们没有关系
Jesus was separate.
这里说主说我就是实际
but here Jesus said,I am the reality.
下面圣灵要来了。
Because the counselor will come.
主一切的荣耀能力在我们都成实际了。
And to us, all the power and glory will become real to us.
今天我们没有经历到圣灵的弟兄姊妹都要经历圣灵。
And I really wish those who have never gone through or experienced the Holy Spirit will have a chance to hear.
主实际的实际。
Because Jesus is the spiritual reality.
主的荣耀能够充满每一个角落。
And His glory can fill every corner.
主的能力充满我们每一个角落
and the power of the Lord can fill every corner of our being
主要在我们里面显现
the Lord will reveal
是主把他自己给了我们
because he has given himself to us
我们经历耶稣
we can experience him
我们经历为最实在的耶稣
we can experience him in such a real way
主的一切所是所有的
all he has done and all he is
都成了我们的实际
can become our reality
我是实际
I am the reality.
我是生命。
I am the life.
只有主是生命。
Only Jesus is the life.
生命在他里头。
Life is in Jesus.
这是约翰福音一章讲的话。
And this was said in John 1.
照着主说，我就是生命。
The Lord says, I am the life.
所以约翰写书信的时候。
So when old John wrote his apostle, his
他说有了神的儿子就有生命。
Because those who have the Son of God have life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
这句话的文法是现在进行时。
And it is a present tense when he describes.
我们什么时候有耶稣？
Whenever we have Jesus.
我们就有生命。
That's the moment we have life.
不管神的儿女信主多年了。
It doesn't matter how many years.
你若现在和主的关系不对。
If your relationship with the Lord is wrong now.
没有耶稣，没有生命。
Without Jesus, you don't have life.
主是生命。
Jesus is the life.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, I'm the truth, and the life.
下面到了第三个启示。
And then it comes to the third revelation.
讲神性的奥秘。
That talks about the mystery of deity.
这个腓力说，你把父显给我们看，我们就满足了。
Luke said, Lord.Show us the Father, and that will be enough for us.
这是他这个最大的祷告了。
That was the greatest prayer of Philip.
你把父神显给我们看一看。
Show us the Father.
主耶稣对他说。
And Jesus said,
Philip,
Philip,
你和我同在这么长久，也不认识我吗？
Don't you know me even after I've been among you for so long?
看见了我，就是看见父。
Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
你怎么说呀？把父显给你看呢？
How can you say, show us the Father?
这句话把门徒们震动了。
And that reply really shocked disciples.
主在这里说，我就是神。
And Jesus says, I am God.
我就是父。
I am the Father.
那好，我们那个最基本的神学是父子圣灵。
And we know deity talks about three in one triune God.
我没有要推翻这句话。
I'm not saying that's wrong.
这是我们的信仰。
That's true.
我们一生在传扬父子圣灵。
We always believe there are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
所有侍奉主的人，世界各处传扬父子圣灵。
And all believers believe in triune God.
但父子圣灵不是三位。
But we're not talking about three characters.
说三二一的神。
But three in one, the God of Trinity.
父在子里面
the Father is in the Son.
子在圣灵里面
and the Son is in the Holy Spirit.
除了子没有人看见父
and only the Son has seen the Father.
他约翰福音开始说只有父没有人见过神只有父怀中的独生子叫他彰显出来
and in the beginning of the Gospel of John says aside from the beloved Son in the bosom of the Father no one has seen the Father.
只有子显明父
and only the Son.Can reveal how Father is like.
父就在子的里面
and the Father is in the Son.
而子和圣灵也成为一个
and the Son and the Holy Spirit is one too.
圣灵这个字旧约里面没有
and the Holy Spirit is not mentioned in the Old Testament.
旧约只有大能的灵
and there are only the great spirit, the spirit of power.
从来不提圣灵
and never use the phrase Holy Spirit.
只有在新约来的才叫圣灵
only in the New Testament you see the phrase the Holy
Spirit. 因为主复活升天了
because it comes.Because
of Jesus' saying, 主伯达说是的
and whatever Jesus was,
主伯达说做的
whatever Jesus has done,
都融化在圣灵里面
were in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降临了
so when the Holy Spirit comes,
圣灵就是复活耶稣
the Holy Spirit himself is the glorified and resurrected Jesus.
圣灵成为耶稣的灵
that's why the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Jesus.
新约所称它为主灵
and also the Spirit of the Lord.
圣灵就是主
the Holy Spirit is the Lord.
圣灵降临了
so when the Holy Spirit descends
使徒行传二章说圣灵浇灌
in chapter 2 of Acts it says how the Holy Spirit will pour down
这句话原文说我从我的灵里浇灌出来
in the original context it says I pour out of my spirit
一个叫做圣灵浇灌经历的人
and for someone who has experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit
我不记得有人这种圣灵教官说啊，圣灵啊，有没有这样教的
？I have never seen someone being who has the Holy Spirit poured upon them. Was shout out those, oh, Holy Spirit.
圣灵一教官呢
？Whenever the Holy Spirit pours,
每个人都说主啊，对不对
？The first reaction is always, oh Lord.
圣灵就是复活耶稣。
Because the Holy Spirit is a resurrected Lord.
不是一个经历啊。
It's not an experience.
我们遇见主了。
Because in that we meet with the Lord.
我才知道主是那么实在的。他能充满我每一个角落。
And he can feel every corner of my being.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们下面讲到圣灵。
And we talk talk about the Holy Spirit here.
这是约翰福音第三个大的启示。
And that is the third revelation in the
chapter. 不止圣灵的奥秘。
And the mystery of the triune God.
到了第四个启示了。
And the fourth revelation in this chapter 14.
你们若就我不信我。
Says even if you don't believe me.
你答应我所做的事情我。
You should at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves.
这些门徒懂得。
And they understood this.
他们见过肉身耶稣行的大能。
They have seen all the miracles and wonders Jesus performed.
你要答应我所做的事情我。
You should at least believe the evidence of my miracles.
下面一句话太惊人了。
And then Jesus said something more.
太惊人了，太惊人。
It's something amazing.
我做的事你们也要做。
He said, whatever I have done.Those who believe in me will do greater things than these.
并且要做比这更大的事。
They will do greater things than these.
我刚是刚刚刚读圣经，这句话我不敢读。
And when I first read this verse, I dare not read it.
免得我心里接受这句话，变得亵渎主了。
And I didn't want to accept what he said here because I was afraid I would insult the Lord.
我当然不能做比主更大的事。
There is no way I can do things greater than what Jesus said.
但主的话说，你们要做比这更大的事啊。
But the Lord says here, you will do greater things than these.
现在我敢说了。
Now I dare to make this statement.
那你们说使徒现在变得那么骄傲了？
And well, are you become more proud?
现在我明白了。
No, because I understand it better.
不是我做比主更大的事。
It is not I who can do greater.
而且你教会
But the church in the past
做比主更大的事
can do things greater than what Jesus has done.
全世界都充满教会
because the church has filled the earth.
教会到处彰显耶稣基督
and everywhere the church exists, they manifest Jesus Christ.
把耶稣基督带到世界每一个角落去彰显
they bring Jesus to every corner of the world to manifest Jesus.
到处去打败黑暗权势
and everywhere church goes they defeat the power of the darkness
到处推逼死亡权势
and they swallow the power of death everywhere they go
主耶稣从来没有离过巴勒斯坦犹太地
and Jesus never left the Palestine
教会太了不起了
but church was different
那是不是教会比主更了不起呢
so is church greater than Jesus
不是那不是这样
no that's not the case
下面主讲两句话
Jesus said here
为什么主教会要做比主更大的事呢？
Why is that church has to do greater things?
第一
First,
因为我到父那里去。
Because I'm going to the Father.
主讲这话的时候还在肉身里面。
When Jesus made this statement, he was still in his flesh.
门徒们跟随了主三年半了。
Those disciples have followed him 3.5 years.
门徒们里头非常软弱。
Disciples feel so weak.
基督四福音门徒多软弱啊。
You know how weak they are if you read the
Bible. 我从前读到彼得三次不认主啊。
And every time when I read about how Jesus is own, Peter is his own Christ three times.
主耶稣拣选错了门徒了。
And I was saying, you know, Jesus surely picked the wrong.
那是我刚信主的时候啊。
And that's when I was a very newborn Christian.
我是彼得。
I was Peter.
我就不会在个小人物面前三次否认主。
When I first believed, I said, if I were Peter, I would never deny my Lord.
一点不认识自己的软弱。
Because I did not recognize my own weakness.
但是我离开中国大陆了。
After I left China.
教会经过了。狂风暴雨的斗争啊
！And the church had gone through great trial.
那不是虚弱的力量能够抗得住的。
No one could stand on their own.
但是很多神的儿女抗住了。
But many children of God stood.
很多神的儿女殉道了。
And a lot of them were martyred.
因为圣灵降临了，我们下面要说了。
It's all because the Holy Spirit has come.
那不同了。
Things,
我们的肉身太软弱了。
Our flesh is indeed very weak.
十三章呢，彼得说：“主啊，我要为你舍命啊。”
In chapter 13, Peter says, "I will die for you."
彼得不是乱讲话。
He wasn't just saying.
彼得讲的心里诚实的话。
He honestly was thinking.
他真是愿意为主舍命的。
He was willing to die for.
当他一生的终了啊。
And towards the end of his journey,
他也的确是为主舍命啊。
Indeed.
做个殉道者
he was a martyr.
但那个时候不行
But at that moment, he was
如果鸡叫一些你要三次不认我
And Jesus said, before the rooster calls three times,
就否定了所有肉身的力量
And you will deny me three times,
靠着天然的力量
because through our flesh,
我们什么也不能做
There's nothing we can do.
到了圣灵降临了
But when the comforter has come,
而且也教会有多少人为主舍命啊
and over 2000 years of history, church, many people would die.
殉道的事, 一直要继续到主的再来,
the martyrs will continue until the day he returns.
在中国大陆现在还是有机会为主殉道啊。
And in China, there's still opportunity to die.
我认识一些弟兄姊妹的, 真是殉道者啊。
And I truly know some Christians there are true martyrs.
圣灵的大能啊。
And it's all the ability of the
Holy Spirit. 在教会里面,
I saw how the great power of the Holy Spirit moving in.
我做的事,
the things that I have done,
你们也要做,
you will also do.
比较做比这更大的事,
and you will do even greater than.
因为我到父那里去,
because I'm going to the Father.
好像是教会在做,
look on the surface, the church was the one that's doing it.
其实是升天耶稣在做,
but it's the Jesus who has ascended into heaven.
耶稣升天了,
Jesus ascended.
指挥整个教会大军啊,
and he directed the entire church.
一直到今天,
from that day until today,
因为我到父那里去,
because I'm going to the
Father. 所以教会做更大的事,
therefore my church will do greater things than these.
第二个原因,
the second reason,
主给我们最大的一个应许的,
because the greatest promise,
你们要奉我的名祷告,
that pray in my name,
我必成就,
whatever you pray in my name,
叫父因儿子的荣耀,
so the Son can bring glory to the Father.
没有这些圣经, 教会做不了更大的事,
and without this promise, we cannot do greater things.
我们什么也不能做,
we can do actually nothing.
奉我的名祷告,
if you pray in my name,
开启奉我名祷告的时代了,
that's the era of asking in his name.
从前我也在圣公会讲过,
and I share this in Saint Jose Church as well.
什么叫奉主名啊?
What does it mean by asking in my name?
什么事情都可以借给别人,
you can lend anything to others,
只有名字不能借的,
but not your name.
钱不多前些日子啊,
not just too long ago,
我们 St. Gabriel 有一次上次聚会, 一个黄老弟兄上次, 记得吧?
And we had this memorial service. Our dear brother Wong passed away.
我认识他的哥哥,
I know his older brother.
那我很年轻了,
when I was young,
他就中年人了,
he was a middle-aged person.
他是个银行的会计主任,
he was an accounting manager in a bank.
他这个头章啊,
he has a seal. It's very, very important.
有点吃完午饭, 他土章忘记拿起来了,
and one day after lunch, he forgot to put it away.
出去吃午饭去了,
he went off to lunch and forgot to put it away.
一个人把他的土章偷走了,
somebody stole his seal.
去领了很大的钱出去,
and with the seal, was able to withdraw a large sum of money.
他回来了, 不知道,
and he didn't know about it.
因为土章人就放在那里了,
he saw the seal was
好,
oh, because the seal was returned to the same place.
政府宣布了,
and later on, the government arrested him and said, you have done something greatly wrong.
偷领走了一笔大钱,
you stole a big sum of money.
大喊冤枉了,
and he said, no, I'm not guilty. I'm
我们也都替他喊冤枉, 他真的是个好人啊,
we all knew him, he was a great man.
怎么可以他会偷钱啊?
There's no way he would steal like that.
他土章忘记收起来,
what happened was that he forgot to put away the seal.
土章是名字, 对不对?
And the seal is your name.
名字不得了,
and name is a great thing.
名字不可以借给人的,
you don't lend other people your name.
我们这个小人物的名字也不能随便借给人的,
we may be insignificant, but we don't let other people your name.
只有一位,
and only one,
耶稣基督的名字,
the name of Jesus Christ,
是给所有信他的人,
has given unto those who believe in him.
叫我们奉他的名,
so whatever we ask,
你们祷告有没有奉主名?
In his name,
都奉主的名,
when you pray, do you use his name?
奉主名多伟大吗?
Do you know how great that is?
只有三种关系可以奉别人的名字,
there is only three kinds of relationship allows to use other people's name.
妻子奉丈夫的名,
a wife can use the husband's name.
这是联合的关系,
because they are united as one.
儿子奉父亲的名,
and the son can use the father's name.
这是生命的关系,
because they have the relationship of life.
一个臣子被参派出去,
and a subordinate sent out by the emperor.
奉君王的名,
by the king.
那是差遣的关系,
and that's because he was sent.
我们和主就这三个关系,
and these are the three kinds of relationships.
我们是心腹,
with the Lord, we are his bride.
我们当然奉主名,
of course we can use his name.
我们有主的生命,
we have his life.
我们当然奉主名,
of course we can use his name.
主再差遣我们活在这个世界上来,
and also Jesus sent us into the world.
我们奉耶稣的名,
we can ask in his name.
说奉主名的伟大吗?
Do you understand how great it is that we can actually use his name?
祷告完了,
after we finish our prayer,
奉耶稣的名,
we say in Jesus' name,
盖上一个君王的大章啊,
so I will put the big seal of the king.
我祷告没有力量,
my prayer may be weak,
但是我不是用自己的名字祷告的。
Well, I'm not praying in my name.
奉耶稣的名祷告的。
I pray in the name of Jesus.
哇，叫我们信心太大了。
Oh, what a great faith that is.
那叫我们祷告也太小心了。
And we have to be careful.
要正跟随主而祷告啊。
Therefore, when we pray, we have to pray according to the Lord.
在圣灵里祷告啊。
Pray according to the Holy Spirit.
我们盖上了君王的大帐啊。
And end our prayer with the Seal of the King.
奉耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.
知道这个名字有多大吗？
You know how great that name is.
腓立比书二章他讲。
Philippians chapter two.
把他神就把他升到至高。
Because God has raised him up.
叫万有都伏在他的脚下。
The high place that all things were.
又赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
And God has given him the name that's above all names.
叫天上的。
So those were in heaven.
地上的。
On earth.
地底下的。
And under the earth.
无不因耶稣的名屈膝。
Will confess, will bow.
口认耶稣是主。
And confess in their mouth that Jesus is the Lord.
今天这个时代到了。
Now we are in this era.
万膝跪拜，万口承认的时代了。
Now we are in the era that all knees will bow and all tongue confess.
这个超乎万民之上的名。
Because he has a name that's above all names.
主耶稣给我们这么大的一个应许。
And such a great promise from him.
奉我的名祷告。
Whatever you ask in my name.
我必成就。
I will do it.
你明天回去祷告了。
Now when you return one pray tomorrow.
主我要一百万美金。
Says the Lord, I want $1,000,000.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
我担保你不灵的。
I can guarantee you it won't work.
不能自己随便乱祷告啊。
Don't pray according to yourself.
我们要跟随主日祷告啊。
We need to pray according to the Lord.
你真是有缺少。
If you really have need.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
主的应许在这里。
The Lord has promised.
我必成就。
And I will do it.
所以我们能够教会能够做比主更大的事。
That is why church can do greater things.
因为主升天了。
Because he has ascended to heaven.
主正在指挥教会大军啊。
And he's in heaven directing his great army church.
第二主持的伟大的应许。
And secondly, because he has promised.
奉我的名祷告。
Whatever you ask in my name.
教会真的做比主更大的事。
That's why church can do greater things than the Lord.
那是复活升天的基督。
Because the Christ was ascending to heaven.
穿上千万教会人的儿女在做事。
And through millions of children.
好了，我们讲
he is doing work.
第五个启示了。
And the fifth revelation.
主耶稣介绍圣灵了。
And then Jesus introduces the Holy Spirit to us.
十五章、十六章主都介绍圣灵。
In chapter 15 and 16, Jesus.Continuously introduced the Holy Spirit.
主要升天了。
He was about to ascend.
门徒跟随主三年半。
And disciples followed him for three and a half years.
实在太好了。
It was just wonderful to have Jesus.
他们实在一无所缺。
And they, when they were with Jesus, they had no need.
什么主都为他们预备了。
Because Jesus provided for everything.
他们也不怕仇敌。
And they were not afraid of enemies either.
主都为他们抵挡了。
Because Jesus defeated them all.
他跟随为肉身的耶稣多好啊。主告诉他们他要走了。
So when Jesus says I'm leaving,
而那环境真是艰难的时候。
And that was the time they were in the most difficult situation.
所以门徒们真是愁死了。
So they were so troubled.
主在这里介绍圣灵。
At this time, Jesus introduced.
主要走了。
I am leaving.
圣灵要回来了。
But the Counselor will come.
圣灵来了。
The Holy Spirit will come.
代替耶稣的地位了。
He will come to take my place.
圣灵就是复活耶稣。
The Holy Spirit is nothing but the resurrected Jesus.
今天主在不在我们这里？
Is Jesus with us here now?
我们能经历他。
We can experience him.
我们能认识他。
We can know him.
我们能充满他。
We can be filled by him.
因为圣灵来了。
It's all because the Holy Spirit has come.
主耶稣介绍圣灵了。
So Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit.
要比肉身耶稣要好得无比了。
And this Holy Spirit is much better than Jesus in the flesh.
告诉我们圣灵三个名字。
And there are three names for this Holy Spirit.
第一说 Comforter, 安慰之。
First of all, his name is Comforter.
我们中文没翻出来。
And it's not in the Chinese translation.
安慰之。
He's the comforter.
哦，圣灵来了。
When the Holy Spirit comes,
门徒真是得了安慰了。
The Holy, the disciples were comforted.
耶稣的荣耀，耶稣荣耀能力跟他们都没关系。
In the past, Jesus performed great works, but had nothing to do with them.
他们跟随过肉身耶稣。
They followed Jesus in His flesh.
看见那么大的奇妙的荣耀。
They witnessed great glorious miracles.
看见这么大的能力。
They witnessed great power. power.
和他们没有关系。
But that has nothing to do with
them. 借主耶稣圣灵来了。
But through Jesus, the Holy Spirit has come.
这位主要进到我们里面了。
Now this Jesus is entering into us.
等到主复活了。
After Jesus is risen,
和门徒们同生同活同住了四十天呢。
He lived with his disciples for all 40 days.
多奇妙的经历。
What a marvelous experience.
仍旧主和他们没有关系啊。
But even that's the case, they still had no relationship with him.
他们一样的软弱。
They were still weak.
一直等到使徒行传二章来了。
All until chapter 2 of the book of Acts.
圣灵降临了。
When the Holy Spirit comes.
门徒们得了大安慰了。
现
在耶稣的荣耀充满在他们里面
了。
耶稣的能力充满在他们里面
了。
从五旬节开始，
整
个罗马帝国挡不住教会的脚步。到今天超过两千年了，世界上没有一个政权挡得住耶稣的脚步。没有人能够胜过教会。我每年去中国大陆。
I go to China every year.
看见弟兄姊妹有的时候不是那省少的人啊，说他们那个受的痛苦。
And I heard a lot of people share about their suffering.
说那些人。
They talk about
怎么逼迫他们。
How people persecuted them.
怎么叫他们受痛苦。
How they put them through the difficult time.
我就弟兄姊妹。
And I said, you know, brothers.
他们是。非常可怜的人啊！
Don't you know those who persecute you are really pitiful?
都是下地狱的人了。
Because they are sons of hell.
他们的结局十分的悲惨呢。
And their ending is miserable.
你们的身份太荣耀尊贵了。
You said you are much more honorable.
忘记这些事了。
Just forgive, forgive.
按照主的话要爱他们。
And do what the Lord asks us to do. Love them.
为他们祷告。
And to pray for them.
要把福音传给他们。
Share the gospel.
那很多神的儿女的确是这样。
And a lot of Christians indeed do.
爱逼迫他们的人。
They love those who persecute them.
为叫他们受痛苦的人祷告。
And they pray for those who make them suffer.
把福音传给那些人。
They share the gospel with them.
这是基督徒最伟大的表现。
And that is the great manifestation.
圣灵降临了。
That's because the Holy Spirit has come.
复活耶稣来了。
The risen Lord has come.
这叫安慰子啊。
And he has come in the form of comfort.
中国大陆的生活很艰难。
The lifestyle in China is very difficult.
教会受的逼迫太大。
The church is greatly persecuted.
我听多了看多了。
I've heard a lot and I've seen.
有点我离开中国了。
And when after I left China,
到了日本。
I went to Japan.
哈，这个国家钱太多了。
And I thought, wow, what a rich country this is.
小小的日本。
It's a small country.
哈，他们过的生活太好了。
But they sure live in luxury.
看不惯。
I didn't like that.
我坐飞机离开日本了。
And so I hop on the plane and China, I left Japan.
中国有福还是日本有福啊？
And I on the plane I said, which one is more blessed? China or Japan?
日本信主的人很少很少啊。
There are very, very few Christians in Japan.
你找不到教会啊。
It's hard to even find a church there.
中国有福，日本有福。
Is China more blessed?
中国大大的有福啊。
Oh, China is truly blessed.
我们讲的福是什么嘛？
What kind of blessing we're talking about here?
中国圣徒太有福分了。
I would say Christians in China are
主耶稣快来了。
Because Jesus coming back soon.
结局马上要显明了。
We will all see the ending.
你说全部圣经提到中国这个圣经在哪里吗？
Do you know where does the Bible talk about China?
不知道，我告诉你啊。
If you don't, let me tell you where China is.
圣经一个地方提到中国。
There's one place talk about China.
以赛亚书四十九章十二节。
The book of Isaiah chapter 49.
现在不要看啊。
Verse 12.
你们相信我的话就是。
Trust me, it's there.
到主来的时候。
When Jesus comes.
有种西方来的。
It talks about there are people from the west.
有的北方来的。
There are people from the north.
有的南方来的。
People from the south.
说到东方。
And then when talk about people from the orient.
东方的不说东方。
He doesn't say people from the east.
从秦来。
But people from Qin.
小字说悉尼就是 China.
Which means China.
这是唯一提到中国的地方。
And that is the only place China is mentioned.
当主来的时候。
Let's talk about when Jesus comes.
中国圣徒是很大的一个特点啊。
Christians from China is a great group.
我在中国的时候，
When I was in China,
中国圣徒不到一百万。
And the number of Christians were about a million.
现在一亿到一亿五千万。
Now it's at least 150 million.
中国蒙了大福了，对不对？
We have to say China is really blessed.
当主回来了。
When Jesus returns.
中国的圣徒哭切而来啊。
And a lot of Christians from China will come.
他们真痛苦啊。
And they come in tears.
我在中国走了很多地方。
I have traveled so many places.
他们真是仰望主来。
They are really waiting for the return of the Lord.
渴望主回来。
They really are looking forward for Jesus.
我第一次到中国。
When I visited China the first time.
上海那个弟兄告诉我，主耶稣使令我，你到我之后就讲到讲主在的这个题目最好了。
And a brother says, you know, whatever wherever you go, just talk about the coming of Jesus. That's the most popular topic.
我大概我就是不会讲主在来。
And I said, I don't think I'm talking about that this time.
我不会说你的话，我讲主在来特别讨好。
I will not speak for the sake of to please others.
我讲基督生命。
I talk about the life of Christ.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
圣灵来了。
The Holy Spirit
叫安慰之
He has a name called the
Comforter. 中文翻作保惠之也很好
It's such a nice translation in Chinese.
圣灵的确保护
Yes, he has come to comfort.
的确引导
He has come to guide.
的确在我们一切的事上做主掌权
He has come to rule and to lead.
圣灵是保惠之
The Holy Spirit is the Comforter.
圣灵成为真实的圣灵
It's also the Spirit of the truth.
就是实际的圣灵
The spirit of truth, the spirit
复活耶稣一切都在圣灵里面。
So whatever Jesus has is in His spirit.
圣灵回来了。
So when the Holy Spirit comes,
约翰一直说了他几个特点。
And John continues to talk about
永远与你们同住。
That He will be with you forever.
什么人和你永远同在的呀
？Who can be with you forever?
最亲近的人，父母不能。
Your parents cannot be with you forever.
夫妻不能。
Your Spouse,
儿女不能
your children can't,
我们没有一个人可以有永远同在的
no one can be with us forever,
只有圣灵
but only the Holy Spirit
永远与你们同在
will be with you forever,
在我幸福的时候
when you are in a good time,
在我痛苦的时候
in a difficult time,
在我健康的时候
and when you are healthy,
在我软弱的时候
when you are weak,
在我不正常的时候
when you are abnormal,
在我任何时候
and every Moment,
只有圣灵
only the Holy Spirit
永远与你们同在
is with us always.
第二却要在你们里面
Secondly, not just be with us, but also it's in us.
开启了里面时代了
And that is the era of indwelling Holy Spirit
现在从约翰福音十四章开始一切都在里面了
Everything from this point on is inside
都在我们里面里面的时代开始了
And this is the time of inside world
下面主讲句大的话
And Jesus made such a bold statement
我活着
It's I live,
你们也要活着
so that you shall live.
活给活着不一样，对不对？活给活着不一样。
To live versus to be alive is different.
现在医学发达了。
Now, medical science is so well developed.
有些人变成了植物人，听见过没有？
You know people, they're vegetable lying on the bed.
你们有没有看见过植物人？
Have you ever seen somebody in that state?
我见过植物人。
I've seen somebody in that state.
植物人太悲哀了。
Such a sad situation.
你说他活不活啊？
You cannot say, you say, well, he lives.
他活的。
Indeed, he is alive.
就是活着没有呢？
But is he indeed alive?
他不能讲话，不能吃东西，什么也不能啊。
He cannot speak, he cannot eat, he cannot do anything.
实在他是没有活着。
So in essence, it's not living.
这叫光是活而不活着。
It is living, but it's not alive.
神的儿女不要做树林的植物人啊。
So let's not become spiritual vegetables.
说到得救了没有呢？
People may say, yeah, is he saved?
那没有否认他得救了。
Well, you never deny that.
像不像得救的人呢？
Does he act like when someone that's saved?
不像。
No.
有时我碰到个弟兄。
I have met a Christian once, a Christian brother.
这句话英文翻不出来。我说你不叫信徒。
I said, you are not a believer.
你倒过来叫徒信。
You are a believer in vain.
突然相信，突然相信了，等等。
You are just a believer in vain.
他不高兴，十六，你骂我什么话都可以，怎么骂我是土性呢
？And he was upset.
我这句话我讲的你最好的。
I said, well, this is something you need to hear.
你好像是信徒，你算是土性。
You look like a Christian, but you are a Christian.
你不像一个基督徒啊。
You don't look like one.
活着。
Yes, you live.
没有活着。
But you are not really alive.
就是我活着。
And Jesus says, I live.
你们也要活着。
So that you can also live.
活出主耶稣来。在生活的每件小事上活出耶稣来
Every small matter, show forth Jesus.
这是圣灵来了
That's when the Holy Spirit comes.
他是保惠师
He is the comforter.
他是安慰师他是保惠师
And he's the counselor.
他是实际的圣灵
He's the Spirit of truth.
永远与我们同在。
And he's with us always.
在我们里面。
And he's in us.
主活着。
He lives.
我们也要一样活着。
So that we may live.
但是主把圣灵介绍完了。
After he introduced the Holy Spirit,
主耶稣最后应许神圣平安。
And Jesus promised this sacred and divine peace.
那个时候太不平安了。
Because there was a time
we
had no peace.
我将我的平安留给你们。
He said, I leave my peace to you.
门徒们想一想，你自己都没有平安呢。
And the disciples thought, you don't even have peace.
门徒们认识的平安就是环境的平安。
And the peace the disciples recognized was the peace in the environment.
主的环境真是没有平安呢。
Indeed, Jesus wasn't in a peaceful environment.
主要告诉他们，他被鞭打。
And Jesus told them he would be whipped.
他要被钉十字架。
He would be crucified.
但是这里说，主把我的平安留给你们。
But now he says, my peace.I leave you.
这个平安门徒们不敢要。
And the disciples didn't want that kind of peace.
我把我的平安留给你们。
I leave with you my peace.
我所赐的平安不像世人所赐的。
And my peace is different from that the world can give.
和全世界人懂得的平安不一样的平安。
And it's different peace the world understands.
这是基督的平安。
Because this is the peace of Christ.
他的最艰难的环境中有平安。
Because Jesus can still have peace in the most difficult time.
被法利赛人试探的时候有平安。
When he was tempted by Pharisees, he had peace.
在海上大风大浪中间有平安。
And in the storm, Jesus had peace.
在克西马尼有平安。
In the Garden of Prayer, Jesus had peace.
在十字架上有平安。
Even on the cross, Jesus had peace.
没有一个力量有这种基督平安。
And there's nothing can shake his peace.
所以我把我的平安留给你们。
So he said, I leave with you my peace.
靠着这个应许。
And this promise.
教会度过了2008年了。
Through this promise, church has survived over 2008 years.
没有一个时代教会好过的。
And there's never an easy time for church.
教会凭什么力量活到今天？
And so through what church can survive?
约翰14:27。
That's John 14:27.
我将我的平安留给你们。
Peace I leave with you.
不能摇动基督的平安。
And that the peace can never be shaken.
仇敌摇不动教会的平安。
Therefore, enemy cannot shake the peace the church has.
我再说中国教会，在美国的中国教会是我们很平安，我们太软弱了。
Chinese church in this country has a lot of peace. We actually are very.
台湾没有美国好。
And Taiwan is not doing as well as America.
台湾的教会比我们好。
But their condition of their church is better.
中国大陆没有台湾好。
And the condition in China is worse than that in Taiwan.
中国圣徒比台湾好。
But the condition of the Christian in China is much better than Taiwan.
我们这些人很贱的。
Well, we really are.
环境太好的不行了。
We are really pitiful. We cannot survive good environment.
像个皮球一样的。
It's just like a ball.
你不打它，它就躺在地上。
If you don't bounce it, it just lie on the
floor. 打它，它就跳起来
了。If you hit it, it will bounce.
打得轻，它跳得轻。
You hit lightly, it bounces.
打得重，跳得高。
You hit heavily, it bounces high.
打得最重的跳过你头上去了。
And you bounce really hard, it bounces very high.
这是教会啊。
That's what church is like.
我将我的平安留给你们。
Jesus says, I leave my peace with you.
我把我的平安给你们。
And my peace I give you.
我所赐的平安不像世人所赐的。
And the peace I give to you is different from the world.
靠着这个应许。
And this is the promise.
我们活到今天了。
And through this promise, we live till today.
教会活到今天了。
Church lives till
today. 哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
约翰14:6记得没有？
Do you now remember the sixth revelation?
据说的启示。
The revelation of the abode.
第二呢？
What's the second?
我就是的启示。
I am that I am.
第三呢？
Third.
神奥秘的启示。第四呢？
And the mystery of deity.
做比主更大的事。
The fourth, doing greater things than deity.
第五，圣灵的启示。
Number five, the Holy Spirit.
第六，神圣平安。
Number six, the divine.
我们再唱首圣灵的诗歌，第几首？
Let's sing 238.
Okay.
Thank you.
应许可信。
Yes, His promise is trustworthy.
圣灵已经降临。
And the Holy Spirit has come.
我们站起来，从第三节唱到第六节。
Let's stand up and sing verses 3-6.
请看万王之王，万军之主的光，所有属灵之王都得完全释放，前进不惧前方，如同在战场上宝贵向你在下阵亡，不求。